live on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grumman, bringing you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five on it. Number one.
This is 5 on, and we got breaking news, baby. According to Michael Cirami of Bleacher Nation, the Cubs are close to acquiring Marlins right-hander Edward Cabrera. How do you feel about this potential move by Jed Hoyer and company?
Starting pitching on a team for the career? Edward Cabrera, right-hander, throws, hear me out, a fastball over 90. Woo!
That's all it takes to get you excited.
Yes, on this
gets
team.
Gets me excited, man, on as a Cubs team. Fan.
You guys are ridiculous.
Are you kidding? What are you going to tell me next? That he throws like a mean changeup and maybe mixes in a curveball? Oh, wait, he does those things.
What?
Hot damn. We got us a thrower and an out-getter. What do you know? That's good news. But what makes this really compelling is we just had Bruce Levine on, and Bruce Levine has said this, and so did Bob Nightingale, that Owen Casey is likely part of the deal. That means it is the second generation of the Yu Darvish trade that is coming into play here, because Owen Casey was the one big get from that deal. Should have been more. That's another story for another day. So, additionally, that means we can't figure out who's supposed to be contributing on offense, because we all seem to think that Kyle Tucker is not part of this mix. And then Bruce drops the facts that he dropped the names. He dropped the names Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman, and Cody Bellinger.
And then he didn't back off when I brought up Bo Bichette.
He did not back off. In a world where this could happen, do we think this could happen? Do we think they can't be? Please don't be.
You know
done.
What camp I'm in?
Please don't. All I've wanted is another bat.
Not just any bat, by the way, because they did get a bat already. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah, first base. Okay. Hey, that was the Mark Grody interlude for a while, Tyler Austin.
I mean, look, you get help where you can get help. Maybe they're just slowly.
Grody would be like, but they got.
But look, this might not be
Tyler
the big move.
Austin.
This might not be the big move. Maybe they're just slowly building up. This is the next step, and then you get a bigger move, and then a biggest move. And if the biggest move is Cody Bellinger, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, or Bo Bichette, sign me up for that.
Man, watching the Toronto Blue Jays make all those moves, they're like, oh, we got to the World Series. Oh, we got to Game 7. Oh, we're not done. No, we said we're not done. Oh, no, we're not done.
They might not still be done.
What an idea.
So my thoughts are this, Mr. Executive Producer Ray Diaz, asking all these questions from behind that protective glass that you sit behind. My thoughts are, the Cubs are actually alive, and I don't have to take out my long stick and poke them and say, do something, do something.
Why are you saying that after the last segment?
Well, I didn't even think about the last segment. The last segment is history. Why are you trying to make something out of it? How about that?
Hey, none of this, all of this could be avoided if they had just not sued each other or kept out of the, Ariana Grande kept out of putting Pete Davidson in the burn book.
My man just existed. What do you want him to do? He can't help how he was built anatomically.
Anatomically. Anatomically.
I was really about to say it.
Who doesn't make up words though?
Anatomically, he can't control how God made him.
Fair enough.
You know?
Sounds like that definitely happened.
One woman's trash is another woman's treasure, apparently, in this case. But listen.
I just feel for him. I feel for the whole situation.
He shouldn't be punished because he's a little girthy, you know?
The text messages on the text line have been top notch.
What you got? Give me one.
Nope,
give me one.
We cannot read them.
Oh, you can't read them? Is that bad?
And you know what? That's how I would like to describe this move.
Girthy.
Number two.
We're going to pivot to playoff football here.
What? Is that a thing?
That's right. We have playoff football in Chicago. Of the three phases of football, offense, defense, special teams, where would you say the Bears have an advantage over the Packers?
Well, I don't think it's going to be on defense. I know Kyler Gordon supposedly healthy. I know they're getting him back, and I think that that is very important and a major key, in the words of DJ Khaled, when it comes to trying to help out with the Bears conundrum that we will get into a little bit later on the show when it comes to man versus zone, which some would describe as a Sophie's choice if you've seen the past 2 weeks, and frankly, some of the games against the Packers. So given that situation, I think the edge has to go to the offense here. And I know that the Packers have had really good luck with spreading the ball around to many different receivers. If you're reminded of Bo Melton's success, for example, on the touchdown that was 45 yards. So I still think that the Bears have the edge when it comes to offense because they do have more weapons. And now that we know that other people are coming back like Roma Dunze, Caleb Williams did talk about it. So he's the one who said it. Just saying. I think that's going to change the shape of the offense. The Packers will have to commit more defensive resources to it. And I think that the advantage there goes to Los Osos.
The only place the Bears have an advantage is special teams. Because last I checked, it's really hard to recover an onside kick. And last I checked, you should be able to recover an onside kick coming your way. And the last time these teams met, that didn't happen. Here's why I say that's the only place the Bears have the advantage. I haven't seen the Bears defense stop the Packers in a successful way. I just have not seen it. I've seen a fumble on a do or die play on fourth down where they gave the ball to the Bears, and the Bears, of course, scored a game-winning walk-off touchdown. Thank you, DJ Moore.
But go, DJ.
That is your DJ. But I'll say this. Because of how bad the Bears defense is, the Packers have the advantage both on offense and defense. Now, maybe, and this wasn't in the question, maybe the Bears' offensive play calling could be an advantage over the Packers' offensive play calling. What I mean is, maybe Ben Johnson saw that Ravens-Packers tape and said, hey, that running thing that we do sometimes, and we look pretty good sometimes doing it when we're not making, what do you call them, mentals?
Yeah, I have mental errors.
Mental errors? Maybe if we do that against the Packers team that could not stop a 300-yard rushing attack from the Baltimore Ravens, we can win this game and salt it away. But as of right now, I think the Packers they have a better offense, and I think the Packers, they have a better defense. Neither team can get pressure on the quarterback, but as you've seen, that hasn't necessarily mattered. If we were doing this by College Football Committee metrics, which we're not, thankfully, there's this thing they do called game control. You've heard of it, right? How much time do you dominate a game? And if you look at the two previous matchups between the Packers and the Bears, can I say that the game control... Give me the music again if you want.
No.
The game control belonged sharply advantage Green Bay.
Yeah, and unfortunately that was the case last week. Time of possession was definitely in favor of the Lions.
Yeah.
Number three. I'm also just for kicks looking up Edward Cabrera's fastball velos lately.
You like him?
96, 97 work for anybody. Ooh, topping out at 99.2.
Works for me.
You had me at double digits.
Remember
K's
that time
per
the Cubs starters threw over 90?
Well, here's to like more velocity. Real
over, well, I shouldn't say that. Remember that time the Cubs starters threw over like 93? Woo!
Oh, here's to more velocity in 2026 for the Cubs. Love to hear that. Love to hear that. This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Here is question number three. Which player do you consider to be the most valuable addition to the Bears roster of the 2025 season?
Oh, I got this one. Most valuable addition? It would be my team MVP. Do you remember who that was?
No, that's why I'm asking.
Joe Tooney. Mm. Period. Point blank. Subtract them off the Chiefs. Did you see them? Are you looking forward to their playoff? Oh, wait, they're not in the playoffs.
I mean, if you sign Joe Tooney or if you acquire Joe Tooney, it would appear that you will make a playoff.
Yes.
Success is at hand for you.
Yes, that's what they've done. Joe Tooney has been the heart and soul of that offensive line, working with young players, working with veteran players. Joe Tooney has them ready to go, and he's the reason why they have one of the best rushing attacks in the NFL. And do you know what Caleb Williams' final sack total was this season? 24. I want you to really like process that. Last time, this man said only David Carr has been sacked more in an NFL season than me, Caleb Williams.
His career ended before it began.
Now there are 23 other quarterbacks in the NFL who have been sacked more than Caleb Williams in the 2025 season. That is what we call a substantial, enlightening improvement. And it's one of the reasons why the Bears not only have 11 wins and are the NFC North champions and the two seed, but that Caleb Williams has been able to stand upright now through 34 games out of 34 opportunities to play a game as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
The third, or if how you look at it, second quarterback, most sacked quarterback in the league, because Geno Smith and Cam Ward tied.
Oh, and Drake May, right? Or
Justin Herbert.
Oh, Herbert. Oh,
yeah. How about that little spicy nugget?
Drake May was leading the league for half the season until he settled down.
That's right, and he ended up finishing fourth on this. But yeah, Herbert with 54 sacks. That's what makes that game against the Texans even more compelling when you consider that aspect of it as well. Now listen, they're not facing the Broncos, who, you know, far and away were the sack leaders of the league.
Yes.
And Myles Garrett individually was far and away the sack leader of the league, setting the record. But it is a spicy little nugget to add to the intrigue of that game, I think.
Something tells me you like your nuggets spicy.
Is there any other way?
Well, one, because the spicy nuggets, just like the regular nuggets, they contain no bones.
It's true. Wait, I didn't give my answer. Oh, what the heck? My answer was not about Justin Herbert.
Oh, what was
it? We have time. It's only 12-12.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I was. You know how excited I was about Drew Dalman? I think there has been no better example of how crucial a center is in the quarterback improvement than in the past couple of years. And Drew Dalman was a Pro Bowler. Credit to him for making the Pro Bowl. He absolutely should. The Bears had to pay a lot for him, too, in free agency because he was the best center name coming out of free agency. Was with Atlanta. And I just think anytime there's even a mistake, right? Anytime there's an exchange mistake, whether it's center or quarterback, the default of just knowing and trusting him and giving him the benefit of the doubt has been so nice. Because you know something else must have happened, or there must have been a reason for it or something. How many times he's gotten the ball off before that clock hit zero? How he prevents delay of game penalties on his own? There are so many reasons to appreciate Drew Dalman and the exchange, and even Cadence now being a weapon for Caleb Williams. I feel like that helps. Having the center problems that the Bears have had the past couple of years, that's where I feel there's been such a calm and remarkable difference.
I haven't even thought about the center problems.
That's it. That's the point. I can't tell you how many times I'm like, this clock is going down to zero. Drew Dalman is there. Snap. Play ensues.
No worries.
That's it. Think about some of the passing lanes even. Not just the running lanes. But the passing lanes, the offensive line has opened up for Caleb Williams to see his receiver better and make an unbelievable throw. So much of it, I think, really does center, pun intended, around the center.
I see what you did there.
So, Drew Dalman, I loved your narrow the aperture discussion when you said that as well. I'm a nerd, and I appreciate everything you bring to this metaphorical table that is Bears football. Okay.
Number four.
According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, in the first 45 minutes after John Harbaugh was fired, his agent Brian Harlan said he received calls from 7 NFL teams expressing interest in his client. There are currently 7 NFL head coaching openings, including Baltimore's. So that's the tweet from Adam Schefter. That means a franchise that currently has a head coach reached out to Harbaugh's agent. Name the mystery team with the current head coach that inquired about John Harbaugh. What do you think?
Mystery team. This is so exciting. Mystery team is such a good tool used by agents, used by sports talk radio. We're like peanut butter and jelly. We just go together. Mystery team. Could the Cubs be a mystery team? The Cubs are usually pretty public about what they do. Like, if you know the Cubs are interested in a player, they'll let you know. So, mystery team for me in this scenario, I think it's probably most logically and lamely Miami.
Why is it lamely Miami?
Because it's obvious.
It's not so obvious because I think it kind of seemed like, you know, why am I blanking on his name? Dolphins coach.
Mike McDaniel
kind of saved his job towards towards the end of the season there. He was in the hot seat for a while and seemed like his seat kind of cooled a bit. So I don't think it's such a lame answer at all.
Yeah, I feel like that has been a saga. And with them not having a GM for so long, too, you would think that maybe that's something where at some point Mike McDaniel's time, as every head coach's is, Mike McDaniel's time might be numbered given who the executive might be to come into that. So since that's the case, I just think it's Miami.
Yeah, because looking around, you'd have to find another place, in my opinion, without a GM for it to make sense. Or at least both the GM and the coach are on the hot seat. Because let's be honest, John Harbaugh is so hot right now that he can name his own front office guy. And the question becomes, it's kind of a Liam Cohen type situation, right? Because remember Liam Cohen? No, until you fire your GM, now it's a yes. And now look at Liam Cohen.
Yeah, Liam Cohen is laughing at us all. Fasazmat truly worked. I don't even remember what it stood for, but I'm pretty sure they're doing it.
They're doing something because the Jaguars are hot.
Was it like fundamentally sound? Was that part of it? I feel like it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I will say this. If it's not the Dolphins, my next guess, the Bengals are too cheap. I think it is the Eagles.
Oh, my God.
I think it is the Eagles.
The Super Bowl champions.
Yeah. There's
this
history there.
This is going to bother Herb Lawrence because he hates it when people say defending champions because you're just the champions. But the defending champions.
I say the reigning champs usually because they're reigning. They're reigning right now.
I get it. And I know that people are very angry in Philadelphia about Nick Sirianni not playing his starters. But I also know that a lot of times people are very angry in Philadelphia.
But I think if you're
John. I liked it there.
If you're John Harbaugh, though, think about it.
Fit in.
He's a guy that you could be like, I think I trust Howie Roseman because he's the best GM in our freaking sport.
He is. He's the best GM in the game. But that doesn't mean you just go fire the head coach who's been to 2 Super Bowls in 5 years all willy-nilly.
Do you want to go to Super Bowls or do you want to win Super Bowls?
Well, they've done that too.
Okay. Do you have confidence that the Eagles should be the Super Bowl favorites this year?
Just because the Bears whooped the Eagles at home. And I really feel like a lot of the angst from Eagles fans is about that as well. Doesn't mean that they need to fire Nick Sirianni.
Jalen Hurts has never won a road playoff game.
Okay, that part as well. But they still win games.
Okay, all right. Craig Council situation.
Number 5.
It's 5 on it on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Today is January 7th. We're a week into the new year. On what day do you expect the gym to go back to normal?
All right. This is the time of year where I try everything in my power to just work out at home. Like at home. Not even necessarily my apartment gym. Because it's just going to be a chaotic mess. And I like to spend an hour on cardio machines at times. And you can't do that. They'll try to enforce that 30-minute limit on you anywhere you go. So I usually roll back into my normal gym pace somewhere around February 3rd.
So after the month of January, you think things are back to normal?
Not back to normal. I don't think they're really back to normal until like March. And for those of you who don't make it back to normal, who keep your resolutions, awesome.
You know what? You know how I feel about New Year's resolutions, first of all.
Yeah, I'm not as mad about them because anything to motivate people, I'm into it.
Well, you talk about motivation. I'm glad you said that because the answer for me is never. Because if I'm in the gym with you, you're coming back because I'm helping to motivate you.
You can't yell at people. Don't be the guy at the gym who just gives advice to people.
No,
you
don't give
know.
Advice. I just like, yo, good job. I like that. Sure you don't want to put a little more weight on there? I think you can handle a little more weight.
See, yeah, No.
When I see, I only say that after I see them do whatever they're doing, what they're doing. I was like, oh, you could do more than that. And that helps them.
I avoid you at the gym.
I'm growing. Well, you would avoid me in a lot of places, gym being one of them. So.
We hang out together.
Sometimes. Listen.
We used to hang out more, and then we decided to spend several hours of our days every day together, and that changed it.
I don't think that's it. I think I just spend several hours of my day working, period.
Yeah, you've done a lot of weekend work lately.
Yeah, so no, but I think the answer is never. I'm going to keep you in the gym. You come to the gym with me, I'm going to keep you in the gym.
Don't be that guy giving unsolicited advice at the gym.
I'm not giving unsolicited advice. I'm trying to be an accountability buddy. How about that? Does that sound better?
Like if it's your friend or something, if it's you and Clay yelling at each other about how much weight you can move, then that's funny and entertaining.
If I meet you in the gym, we're immediately friends. That's just how it's going to go.
But if I'm like taking a longer class on the Peloton or something.
People love working out with me.
I don't want to be told to get off the Peloton. So you know what I do instead? And this is a flex and I get it. I use my Peloton.
Okay. All right. Somebody's wealthy. We get it.
No, I got it during the pandemic and it kept me sane and I just kept doing it.
I don't track
all my workouts with it because sometimes I do, you know, like a lot of times I'll do non-Peloton workouts. But yeah, I still have my Peloton at home, especially in January. The end. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody. Hey, we have some Bears talk that we would like to present to you because this has been an insanely busy day. Matt Bowen was on with the afternoon show, and it wasn't just sexy football. It was, I want to run through a wall and go hit somebody football. Matt Bowen broke down the problem in the Bears secondary that they're going to have on Saturday and what the best solutions are. And I think it's worth us all listening to it and running through and busting through the paper, you know?
It is what it is. I tried to tell y'all yesterday, and Matt Bowen's going to tell you more of the same.
No, he's not. That's not what it is at all. Listen for yourself next.